Hello and welcome to the Top 30 podcast. I'm Richard Bacon.
And I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, there's a breakthrough treatment for those suffering from anxiety and depression. If you're looking to hang 10, this new hotel is a dream come true. And how much should you be paying for a babysitter? A new report breaks down what's right on the money. First, almost half of Americans are skipping vacation this summer. According to a new survey by the investment site Bankrate, 49% of people aren't planning a vacation during the summer months. Half of them say they can't afford it. About a quarter of them say they have family obligations. About 22% say they can't take time off from work. The way people in the survey answered depended on their age group. Baby boomers and Generation X were most likely to cite family commitments. Millennials are most likely to say they couldn't afford a vacation, but they were also most likely to say they're too busy with work. Bankrate says that with roughly 6 million job openings right now, many existing employees are taking on more responsibilities. But research supports taking breaks. Not taking vacation has been linked to diminished work performance and even health problems. One Bankrate analyst said it's important for Americans who have vacation time to use it, even if it's for something as low-key as a staycation. Experts say not using paid time off is just leaving money on the table. While cell phone carrier T-Mobile agreed to pay a $40 million fine for using a false ring to try and trick customers. FCC investigators found T-Mobile tried to mask poor cell phone coverage in rural areas for hundreds of millions of calls. That means a person trying to call someone in an area with bad coverage would hear rings and assume the person just didn't answer. But those rings were actually fake and the call never went through. The FCC enacted a law in 2014 saying these false rings were illegal. Well, after that law, customers complained, and T-Mobile told the FCC it had fixed the problem. But the complaints continued. That's when investigators found the false rings hadn't stopped and handed out the $40 million fine. T-Mobile says the fake rings were fixed in January of 2017 and that they were unintentional.
Time for your Top 30 Health Roundup. Researchers are working to develop a blood test that would be able to determine a woman's risk of premature birth and be much cheaper than a traditional ultrasound. CDC statistics show 1 out of 10 babies born in the US is premature. Two recent tests have shown promise. One of them screened 25 substances in the blood and had a more than 80% success rate. The other analyzes a single strand of DNA in pregnant women, and it had about a 45% success rate. Both tests are in the very early stages of development, and while doctors are hopeful, they admit more research is needed. Researchers are hoping to cure symptoms of anxiety, depression, and PTSD with an injection. Those stress disorders will impact 1 in 4 people, and there is evidence to show they're caused by inflammation of certain parts of the brain. Researchers say they've successfully tested an immunization aimed at preventing and reducing brain inflammation on mice. They hope to one day start testing on humans who have a high risk of developing one of these stress disorders. And finally, a unique connection between eyesight and education. Doctors compared the genetic makeup of more than 70,000 people and determined the more educated someone is, the more likely they are to be nearsighted. They said this is particularly true in societies where children are exposed to education at an early age. Researchers say focusing on close-up objects at a young age contributes to the problem, along with a lack of natural light. The study suggested limiting homework in the early years and to allow more outdoor time during school. And that is today's Health Roundup.
We've all been there. Maybe you're shopping online or waiting to check out at a store and you see something you want but don't really need. The thing is, all those impulse purchases could be costing you big time. Cody Goff, host of the Curiosity Podcast, joins us from his studio with more. So, Cody, I hear you have a trick to help us save some money.
That's right, Kristen. A 2018 survey showed that Americans spend an average of $450 a month on impulse buys, and that's more than $5,000 a year. So to stop this overspending, a new study from Rice University has one piece of advice. Think of all the stuff you already have. Think about functional possessions you've used lately, like blow dryers, food processors, clothes steamers, stuff like that. Thinking about what you already have can calm you down and reduce your impulsiveness by about 14%. One other tip we've written about on Curiosity, think about money as hours of your life. Calculate your hourly earnings after taxes and living expenses and all that stuff, and your real hourly wage could be just a few bucks an hour. And are you really going to trade an hour of your life for just a couple of candy bars? Kristen?
Okay, well, it sounds like the key to saving money is all about changing our perspective. Thanks, Cody. You can check out more on Curiosity.com.
There seems to be an influx of disabled students attending college, and the colleges are bending the rules to accommodate them. According to 2018 data, as many as one in four college students are classified as disabled, with mental health issues like anxiety and depression leading the way. Many colleges allow for extra exam time, the use of specialized software, comfort animals, and even breaks for disabled students who need it to get up and walk around. Perks like that have led to a surge in the number of disabled students attending college because under federal law, all it takes is a note from the doctor to be considered disabled. Some students and even some professors are left wondering if this flexible loophole is being taken advantage of. Two surfers have designed a hotel on wheels so that surfers can follow the swell and always have a place to stay. Daniela Canero and Eduardo Ribeiro developed the Truck Surf Hotel as an upscale motorhome that holds up to 10 people and uses hydraulics to extend the interior for more space when it's parked. Canero said, at the end of each day, everyone takes a warm shower in the mothership, enjoys the sunset, and some nights we all cook dinner together outside and enjoy. The hotel moves 3 to 4 times a week, and it's currently exploring the best surf spots in Portugal and Morocco. Canero said, think of it as a cozy cabin that feels like a house, except it has a different view every day.
Ever wonder what the going rate is these days for a babysitter? Well, according to a national survey by Urban Sitter, the average hourly rate parents are paying sitters for one child is $16.43. Of course, the rate doesn't double as you add more kids. The national average jumps to $18.86 for two kids and $20.56 for three kids. You may not be surprised to learn that San Francisco topped out as the most expensive city, with babysitters earning an average of $17.89 for one child. And Phoenix is a steal with an average hourly rate for one child at just $11.83. Here are the going rates for other major cities across the country. The survey also found that 60% of parents spend over $1,000 a year on babysitting costs, and 21% spend more than $5,000. And that doesn't even factor in your actual reason for needing a babysitter, which, if it's date night, it likely includes dinner and a few pricey cocktails.
More Americans are flying on air ambulances and ending up with huge bills. Bloomberg reports the number of helicopters making medical flights has doubled over the past 15 years. The cost has also doubled, with Medicare paying nearly $30,000 on average. Some companies charge much more. What is happening, though, to some people is they, it's not a choice to get an air ambulance.
Absolutely not. It's an emergency. Right.
And some people are ending up with bills of up to $45,000 because the insurance will only pay somewhere around $6,000.
Yeah, and time is of the essence in an emergency. Obviously, every second counts. So that gap between the insurance companies and the air evac companies, it leaves the patient with a big old bill.
We have air ambulances in Europe and in England. Yep. You don't get a bill. It just turns up and takes you away, your child away.
Yeah.
It's an unthinkable thing.
Well, there's federal legislation that, you know, puts in place these air evacs are air carriers, similar to Delta or American Airlines. They're not healthcare providers, they're air carriers. So the states independently can do nothing about this, because at a federal level,
it means that as air carriers, you're basically national, meaning that the states can't actually do anything about regulating it. So these are private companies making a huge amount of money out of adults and children who are very, very sick in dire emergencies. That's what's
okay, well, let's move on, shall we? Scientists have tried to figure out how long couples should date before getting married. One study found couples who dated 1 to 2 years before marriage were less likely to divorce, but other research has found there's such a thing as dating too long before getting married. In fact, I found an interesting quote. One of the senior scholars commenting on this said, couples that take a very long time to decide to marry may be hesitating for a good reason. You know, The sweet spot, Richard, is the 2-year mark. If you date a little bit longer than 2 years, that's said to have the highest potential for success.
Yeah, and 4 to 5 years is too long for everybody. Obviously, there are bound to be people watching your data for 4 or 5 years and happily married.
Yeah.
But as an average, if you like,
Ford,
if you get married after 4 to 5 years, there's a higher chance it won't work out.
Yeah, wah, wah, wah. It's so sad when we talk about this. My husband and I dated for 11 months.
Yeah.
And
so that's... You got married too quickly. It's clearly going to end very badly.
According to this study. According to this study.
She waited 2 years.
You know,
TikTok. Kristen's marriage going to end.
We're doing pretty well, I have to say.
But now, read the study.
Yeah, it is pretty interesting, though. Well, how long did you and Rebecca date?
18 months.
Okay.
We got married, so a bit under the sweet spot of 2 years. I think probably Rebecca wishes that she'd kept waiting 2 years, 3 years. 5 years. I mean, just kept waiting.
Up until today.
Yeah. I think there can be no doubt about that.
In today's hometown stories from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, it's long been the case that summer's rising temperatures cause a rise in crime. But Lieutenant Randy Peters believes improving children's relationship with the police will change all that. The Tampa Police Department plans to do this by spending the summer reaching out to the community, visiting rec centers to teach kids about bullying and safety.
One, we're trying to make it more humane. Let them see, hey, we're human too, that we understand your problem. We're here to help. What can we do to help?
Our next story from Fox 10 Phoenix. A job at the Phoenix Zoo provides the perfect inspiration for children's book author Susan Stoltz.
Our books are concentrated around animals, mostly. A message for kids in most every book that we do, whether it be bullying, whether it be being yourself.
Using information from trainers, she's able to write about animals in a way that's fun and easy for kids to understand, creating a series of books that are as inspiring as they are educational. Our final story from Fox 4 Dallas. Veterans from the U.S. and United Kingdom have embarked on a 1,000-mile walk across America to raise awareness of mental health issues. The Allies began their mission in California and recently made a stop in Texas, visiting representatives of the Bush Institute's Military Service Initiative. The group hopes sharing their stories will not only raise money for the cause, but also help other vets dealing with these issues feel less alone. Their walk will end in New York this September. A new study found parents take different approaches when teaching their sons and daughters about money. Boys were taught about aggressively building wealth, whereas girls were taught to be more conservative and save money. And I think this all boils down to how people are raised. You know, I was raised to save money, you know, to never do the credit card thing in college and to really, you know, pack money away so we can be secure later in life.
Yeah.
So I could take care of myself, you know? Yeah. And that's
I wasn't
kind of
raised like that.
But, how were you raised?
I don't know. My dad is just so laid back about money. It was just, there was just no guidance at all. I think it was just spend it anyway, I think was the philosophy. But I think there, so the gap isn't quite as big as you would think. 67% of female millennials said their parents encouraged them to save. 58% of men said the same thing. 29% of women said their parents showed them how to save.
I think the big difference, though, is that the men tend to make more aggressive, risky investments.
Risky, yeah, definitely.
You know, much more men do the whole Bitcoin thing than women.
Yeah, and that's in the survey as well.
Yeah.
But I think that's 90%. Less to do with idiotic decisions and more to do with... We're still in this old-fashioned mindset where I think typically men feel like they are the people responsible for making money for the family and maybe feel a certain pressure. So, how do I... create money, and it leads them to take bigger risks.
Yeah,
you know, rather than just being, you know.
That's maybe how, you know, we were conditioned.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Google wants to help students pick the right college. The company recently unveiled a new feature in search to help users get more information about different schools. It's quite a good idea. It's putting data from a lot of government studies and surveys, and it shows you not only... Basically, it shows you how to get financial aid as much as anything else.
Uh-huh.
It's quite hard to know how to get financial aid to go to colleges and universities.
It's really cool because with this, you can look at all the different stuff. SAT scores, demographics, attractions on campus. So there's a lot going on.
I would just Google which one is the most fun. That's all I would care about.
Party schools. No. All right, let's talk about social media. It's everywhere these days, including restaurants. A Boston restaurant says it has the first and only Instagram table in the country. Boston Shops says its table has movable arm lights and adjustable light intensities, also adjustable color temperature settings, all designed to give you an amazing Instagram photo. So this thing cost $10,000 to make. It's custom made, you know, to put together, and it's available through reservations only. It's very exclusive, you know.
It's like eating in a photographic studio. You know, in the old days, restaurants used to be about just how good the food was, and someone would say to you, I went to this restaurant and I had a nice steak, and because it was your friend, you believe them. Now it's about how good can food look if you light it exactly right and add a few filters.
Yeah.
Right? It's fine. In the end, it's artificial.
Well, that's kind of the way the world's going.
I know.
What's real anymore? You know, this, I think, is the draw to get people to the restaurant to see all the other stuff, like the food, for example.
Imagine having a date at that table, you know, and your date is going, I'd love to talk to you. I've just got to adjust the lighting over the steak. And I'm just going to try this on portrait mode. And hang on, look how many... It's basically, it's anti-social media.
I'd be such a sad date if that happened.
Top 30, we'll be right back. American teenagers have a new favorite social media platform. YouTube is now the most dominant social media site among teens. This according to the Pew Research Center. 85% of teens say they use the platform, with 72%. Instagram was the second most popular site. Snapchat came in third with 69%. The last time Pew conducted the survey, in 2015, Facebook was the site most visited by teens. But in the years since, the percentage of teenagers who use it has dropped from 71% to 51%. One possible reason for the change is due to the amount of teens who now own smartphones. Since 2015, the number of teens who own smartphones has climbed from 73% to 95%. Fewer reported owning laptops or tablets. Technology writers think teens might find the more visual YouTube, Instagram, and Snapchat easier to browse on phones than Facebook. Almost half of teenagers said they were online almost constantly.
When veterans return home, for many, their next battle is overcoming their struggle with mental health. But getting help for everyone who needs it can be a monumental challenge. So a new organization in Philadelphia is stepping up to break through those obstacles. Mike Jarek from Fox 29 in Philadelphia joins us now with more. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, it's called Headstrong. It's an initiative for veterans, especially vets who need mental health care. It's free. There's no paperwork, no insurance forms to fill out. You just reach out to them and they'll provide the services for you.
Warriors are trained from basic training until they leave, and they feel they take it the rest of their life that they're invincible, that they are strong, and they don't want to show any sign of weakness. What Headstrong and the Council for Relationships are doing is saying, listen, it's okay to call.
Sadly, 22 veterans take their own lives daily in this country. So these services are desperately needed.
So, Mike, if a vet is watching and they want more information, how can they get that?
It's simple. It's a website called getheadstrong.org.
Well, it sounds like a great cause. Thanks, Mike.
A new private jet features an interior modeled after 1920s New York City and is now on sale for $83 million. Here's a look inside the Manhattan airship. The interior is completely redesigned to move the crew facilities to the back of the plane. That means the owner will enter the jet and see the lounge area complete with a replica Manhattan skyline. Next to the lounge is the Cloud Club Bar with foldaway stools. The plane also features hardwood floors throughout and portrait view windows, which are designed to let passengers take in the amazing views. There are also living spaces that allow you to watch a movie, hold a meeting, or eat a nice dinner. If that's not enough, a full-size bed and a full shower are some of the options available if you'd like to upgrade from the base model.
Right.
Another option would be to do something better with your money.
True.
Astronomers found the fastest growing black hole, and it's at least the size of 20 billion suns. To put that in perspective, the average black hole is about the size of 50 suns. It was first spotted by researchers in Australia when data from a telescope called the SkyMapper flagged it as an object of interest. After that, they used information from a European satellite and determined it took more than 12 billion years for the light from this black hole to reach Earth. Black holes are a region of space with a gravitational field so intense that nothing can escape, including light. Scientists say the light coming back to Earth is from the heat radiation released as matter is sucked into the black hole. Finding black holes is becoming increasingly rare, so scientists hope This will give them clues in finding other ones in the cosmos. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.